You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on, going as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
What's up, everybody? How is it going? We are back. We are back with the Mad Tea Party. It's been a little hiatus, a little while since we've been on the live show. We are glad you guys are here today. How are you guys doing, David and Sam?
You mean David, Cheshire Cat Malice, Malice. Malice?
Yes. Thank you. It's been so long. How are you guys doing?
Good. Excited to see some crossover from Imagine That into tonight's show, because got a little spicy with each other recording that show. So we'll see how we go tonight.
Shoot, I missed that show.
It's all right. We'll
to be continued.
We got this. Yes.
All right.
It was the very much pixie dusting of what we are going to be talking about tonight versus that show. That show was a lot more, hey, let's keep it being the Imagineers. Let's keep describing. But we came up with some white figure eights around our nose that was that much pixie dusting.
Oh.
We were being informational and talking about an idealistic reality, how things could be done, should be done. Tonight, we're going to talk about how they're actually done.
Yep. But before we get into that, let's not forget our sponsors, Where in the Park, Getaway Today, and Sunken City Designs. We appreciate our sponsors, and you will be hearing from them throughout the show this evening. But also, we want to thank our lamplighters who are supporting us every month. Jennifer is in the chat right now. She's one of our Patreons. How's it going, Jen? We're glad you're here. Kim. And Facebook user, if you want to give StreamYard or Facebook permission to use your name in StreamYard, just kind of helping Sam out with that one. So, but before we get into those nice topics, we're going to get everyone's blood pressure going. And we got our Cheshire games. And we got Fight Night. So we are going to have a couple rounds of Disney fighting. So I have a list of characters and people inside the Disney company. And you are going to pick which one you think is going to win that battle. You guys ready to play?
Let's do this.
All right. So first up, we got the sweetest of the sweet and the most comedy of comedy. We got Robin Williams, the genie, going at Baymax from Big Hero 6. Who's taking that W?
The genie.
What? Is this just a warm-up?
It's just a warm-up. Just to kind of see where everyone's at.
Good damn evening, George.
There you go, George. The genie.
Look at George. Batman. George figured out how to not be Facebook user.
And George is saying genie all day.
So look, I love me some AI sentient, you know, Baymax, you know, but AI mad. I mean, the genie and magic. That's a.
So we got two for genie. We got one for Baymax.
All day. Pin in Baymax, and that takes care of that. All genie has to do is like manifest like a cactus field.
Done.
All right. I'm not lying. I was on genie as well.
If you are on Facebook watching us, could you go ahead and give us a like or a heart react to help get us out there in the algorithm? Go ahead and share with others wherever you're listening to us. Pretty please and thank you.
All right.
Yeah, there's no way. Genie can take a nap and dream about beating Baymax and still beat Baymax. It's
just big facts. Big facts.
All right. Next one we got. We got Roo from Winnie the Pooh and Flower from Bambi.
Really?
It wasn't going to be rabbit and rabbit, but we went flower instead.
Okay, so I'm going to say Roo because Roo has a different sense of adventure than Flower does.
But Flower can just gas him. Rip ass and pass. Like, there you go.
Rue could just... No, he's not going to die from that. He's going to smell like ass, but he's not going to die. Like, being skunked doesn't, like, kill you. Rue can, like, pounce him and, you know. And Rue has a bigger sense of adventure. Plus, all Rue has to do is be like, Mama! And Kanga's going to hop her ass over him. And you know, I for one, do not want to box a mama kangaroo.
Sean Williams is not here with us tonight. He will be joining us in 2 weeks. He's been busy doing Sean Williams things.
Sean Williams will be on the live show Wednesday, though.
Thank you. Absolutely.
So, David, we got Rue Flower.
I hate this so much. All right, I'm not gonna get some fans from this, but I have to speak my truth.
That's what the show is about, sir. Let's go.
These are two characters I absolutely dislike. I mean, I would literally kick Rue through the football pylons and just stomp on Fly. I cannot stand these characters. Rue's a whiny little brat. I dislike Rue more than I dislike Baby Yoda.
I thought you were going to say Caillou, and I was like, nobody's worse than Caillou.
No, Caillou's bad, and Flowers. So here, if I'm forced to choose, and I can't pick both, are losing. I'm rooting for Rue to choke because I heard that King. I actually learned this fact the other day, that kangaroos will hang out in the water and drown critters for fun. It's a real thing. So I'm hoping Rue lives up to her kangaroo roots and drown the heck out of a Flower in the water with a chokehold from the steel belt up top.
Dude, can you like their legs are so strong. I bet they do probably do that.
Well, it's all the arms. They just sit there and they grab you and they drown.
Oh, that's right. They have like, have you ever seen a kangaroo's arm muscles? Like, there are probably men who are in the gym. Like,
if you want to feel inferior,
like 9 days a week, flex. Like, yeah, go fight a kangaroo and you'll see that your gains really ain't shit.
I just pictured Kangaroo Jack, that movie.
Just watch a kangaroo flex on you, and you will definitely feel inferior. So.
All right. So you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah, yeah. Bring it. CJ said his family is excited about Godzilla versus Kong, the new empire. Actually, I am going to go see that in theaters. I'm actually looking forward to it at this point, CJ, with how much you've talked about it on the shows.
If you want, CJ, save your questions for our on-birthday request at the end of the show. You could ask us anything. Movie, film, anything related. We do all the unbirthday requests at the end. All right.
We'll save them for the end.
It's going to be a garbage movie. Garbage, sorry.
Save it for the end, David.
So we got a tag team battle. This is Battles of the Marriage. We got Buzz Lightyear tag teaming with Jesse versus Woody tag teaming with Bo Peep.
Jesse can beat all of them hands down. Jesse's
Pete is like Donatello with that staff. There's no way Jesse is taking on Bo Peep.
Jesse can lasso like nobody's business. Lasso that thing right out of Bo Peep, and then she'll be like, ah!
Donatello. Nah. She will do some ninja. She kicks off the skirt. Underneath, she has her, you know, leggings, and she's wielding the staff and stuff, and she's hooking Jesse's little doll all over the room.
Handle, freaking Gandalf. Sorry.
I mean, not to mention Buzz.
Me and Dawn on the fifth day.
Buzz is like Edward Norton off Fight Club. I mean, he goes from himself to Spanish, and he doesn't know who's who. That's like two people in one. So I'm going Buzz, Buzz Volume 2, and Jesse. I mean, Woody ripped his arm from a hug. I mean, he's fragile. I mean, I'm going Buzz, Spanish.
He's a little sensitive. Plus, he gets in his feels.
And he's got a snake in his boot. He's already battling that.
There's just I'll tell you how this fight's going to go down. Buzz is going to destroy Woody. Bo Peep loves Woody. She's going to go into a homicidal rage. And, like, you don't bet against anybody who wields.
How did she love Woody when she totally, like, was like, bye, Woody. What's up, Buzz?
No, she's in love with Woody now. And that's her man. They're tag team partners. So he gets destroyed by Buzz. She doesn't like it. She goes on homicidal rage. She wields the staff like Donatello from the Ninja Turtles and destroy both of them, lays waste to them. In the
Highly
story.
Highly disagree. The story. I'm sticking with Jesse and Buzz.
All right. Well,
did you notice that literally nobody here made an argument for Woody being worth anything?
Oh, nah. How can you? Woody loses.
He's literally a soft cowboy.
If he can't solve something with his words, he's useless. So.
All right, here's if you have been fans of the Mad Tea Party and Undisputed, then you know what round's coming next. Tony Baxter versus Bob Gurr.
Tony Baxter.
All day.
Sean, I'm sorry. I love you.
Bob Gurr's going to lose and take credit that he was the mastermind behind the loss.
He would.
Bob Gurr.
Yeah.
Bob Gurr.
You're taking Bob Gurr over Tony Baxter?
The victors get to write the story, how it goes, even if they lose this.
What?
Hey, here's the thing. Bob Gurr is like the American story on the world. We, inside of America, think we are the ultimate empire for everything. We're the baddest ass nation on the planet, right? You go outside of America to some other countries and stuff. They have a different telling of how history went down and stuff. That's Bob Gurr. We're inside of Bob Gurr's land. So Bob Gurr writes the story. He wins. So
I'm not inside Bob Gurr.
I'm inside Bob Gurr. He's going to tell the story that he won. So,
I mean, all right. Oh, shit, I hit my alarm.
In fact, I'm inside of someone. I call him Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
All right. And to round it out, again, if you've been fans of the show, you should have known this is a topic. Walt Disney versus Bob Chapek.
Walt Disney.
Wait, what?
Why is this even a question?
That's not even. As much as I want to be controversial,
literally forgot about Bob Chapek until you said his name.
I'm just playing. I changed it to Bob Chapek based on Sean's "Why is this still a question?" No, I wanted to hit on the sentimental strings and Walt Disney versus Roy Disney.
Walt. One man's dream.
But.
And one man brought that dream to reality.
Yeah, I mean,
Roy. I'm going with Roy. Here's the thing: I love Walt. His imagination is amazing, but we wouldn't have a Disney anything today if it wasn't for Roy. I don't know enough about Disneyland and you guys, but I do know enough information about the business sense of Disney Empire and how it grew. Without Roy and how he kind of navigated through the weeds, we wouldn't have – Disneyland wouldn't exist today.
But the parks that we have would not have existed without the concept of Imagineering and the people that Walton trusted and put into place because he was able to do something that most people cannot. He was able to view the individuals in front of him for their unique talents, give them creative control, and – put them in the right places to make magic happen. Because guess what? You can have all of the money and business sense in the world. If you don't have the vision, if you don't have the creativity, if you don't know how to put the right people in the right places, it doesn't mean shit. You have not very far.
Roy didn't have any of that?
No, Roy didn't have any of that at all.
None of that. He wasn't able to put people in the right places.
Roy was the money man. No, he wasn't, because he did not view people in...
He was just a wallet. That's it. He was just a wallet.
He viewed things through a financial lens and what was going to make money. And as we have talked about on multiple shows before, if Disneyland had opened on just what was going to make people money, they wouldn't have opened. It was about a dream that Walt had for creating this. He had a vision for creating this park for families to do more than they were able to together. And Roy never had that vision. Roy actually told him his vision was never going to work.
This is a great segment, just saying, because when we get into what worked and what's not working. Hey, with Sean being the wrestling fan, I just pictured him like running out of the tunnel with like a chair. They're like, oh my gosh, it's Sean Williams to come running down to the ring based on that comment.
Sean said, I'm trying over here. I'm trying. You see me, right? You see me, right?
So,
I mean, in a fight, now, not business wise, I'm going Roy. It's that older brother beating up on the little brother. If it's in a fight, I mean, not to be too morbid, I mean, Walt's lungs probably weren't working that best, so to stay afloat with Roy probably got winded faster.
Yeah, watch emphysema.
Yep. So, health wise, I'm going Roy. I think Roy would lay the hurt on his little brother
all day, every day.
We're going hurt wise instead of what they brought to the company.
Well, no, that's why it's called Fight Night. It's put him in the ring and.
Roy's here to play to win.
You know what? I think that Lewis and I need to be in a ring together someday. Leo versus Leo.
I'll pay to see that.
I mean, hold on. We just talked about kangaroos drowning other animals. Yeah, we've been talking about the real fight. I mean, that's put them in the ring. Roy was able to open two parks and survive.
I mean, we're talking Oh, shit. Stop. That was savage, Lewis. Okay. So if we're talking physical, yes. Roy probably would have
physical, Roy will whip his ass. Business-wise, Roy will whip his ass. Creatively, no. Walt. So one out of the three.
What was Roy going to sell? Roy had no ideas. The ideas that Roy did have were that Walt's ideas were not going to work.
I'm not saying that Walt would have won in imaginary land if we're talking inside out. He would win in imagination land. But like in cold, hard fight, Walt's taking
like
the L.
Physical?
Yeah. Like,
I kind of want to get in the ring with you right now.
Like, I'm just dissing on Walt? I mean, let's be honest. Walt lost Oswald. He didn't put up a fight for that. I mean, come on. Now, for all the people that are to bash me in the comments, it's just, I got Walt. I mean, he's a Burt Reynolds lookalike, but Walt tattooed on my arm. I very much appreciate what Walt did. I'm not trying to hate him. Just talking about the activity here. No need to cancel me just yet. All right.
Hashtag cancel Lou.
Yep.
Roy is Donald Duck, and Walt is Minnie Mouse.
Wow. Sam, do you disagree with that? I'm waiting for you. You have like you're ready to throw a blow out there.
Can you say that again one more time? Because I think I heard you incorrectly.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Did you just say Roy is Donald Duck and Walt is Minnie Mouse? Donald Duck doesn't even have the sense to wear fucking pants.
Mickey doesn't wear a shirt.
Yeah. I'd rather be topless than pantsless.
Well, if you let it hang out, let it hang out.
No.
Actually, Roy wasn't doing this.
Roy was not in charge of business when he lost Oswald. Walt was doing his own thing.
He was. Lewis is right. And technically, yes. But honestly, we got something better. I prefer Mickey over Oswald. So thank you, iWorks.
Mm-hmm. But with that,
Roy wins.
What? I mean, it is two to one.
We're about to fucking fight. David, get in the ring too.
Let's get away from this topic and hear from our sponsor, Getaway Today, and we can come back and get back in the ring because these topics are going to get hot for those that are pixie dusters, those that are business like minded, and those that are down.
Oh wait, are you calling me a pixie duster?
You seem that way right now.
Just because I'm a Walt purist, I'm a pixie duster.
I didn't say Walt purist. I didn't say that's why. Just you have your pixie duster like tendencies tonight.
Let's hear from our sponsors.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's apartment.
We appreciate Getaway Today. And Sean is saying, get a new fucking cup, which we are moving down the table. And so, Sam, would you like to give a recap of what we are about to talk about and where this conversation came from?
I mean, if I must, but yes. So if you have not listened to our newest show in A Light in the Window Productions, we have Imagine That, which has been incredibly amazing for us to record. It is Lou, myself, Amanda, and Kevin, and we are talking all things Imagineering. So we have just started going over this book called The Imagineering Pyramid, and it talks about the essential components that would ideally be in place when imagining any ride, attraction, themed land, park. All of these components should be put in place. So week by week, we are taking the elements and we're discussing them in depth. And then the following week, we are using them to reimagine something in the parks as an armchair Imagineering experience. So this past week, we talked about the first level of the pyramid and went in depth. And Lou was like getting a little spicy with me, and he called it the pyramid scheme instead of the Imagineering pyramid. So the elements that we're going to talk about are, it all begins with a story, creative intent, attention to detail, theming, and long, medium, and close shots, which is basically how they draw you into I feel like the rest are self-explanatory, but the long, medium, and close shots is basically like, okay, you see the castle, then you get closer and you realize it's a storybook castle. And then you're even closer and the close shot is, oh, this is Cinderella's castle, or this is Sleeping Beauty's castle. And there are like those very fine details that point to that story. You can do that with pretty much any attraction, as long, medium, and close shots. They draw you into the story the closer that you get. Lou had some issues. Lou had some issues when we were recording this episode. And I was like, listen, this is what it looks like in an ideal Imagineering world. Not saying this is what we're getting. And then he just kept fighting. And I said, this is the wrong show for this. We're talking about something completely different right now.
I mean, David, just right off the bat, quick question. Story, creative intent, attention to detail, theming, long, medium, and close shots. Do you think that Disney is doing those at this moment in the today Disney world? No. Not Disney World at the park, but just Disney as a company.
The worlds of Disney.
No. They're not following that formula.
And that was the issue. Now, I'm not saying that they are like messing up. I'm not saying that like the magic's gone. I don't want to get down those rabbit holes because I don't believe that. But if this is the foundation and they're not following the foundation, I'm no construction worker, but if you have a bad foundation, the rest of it going up is going to be built wrong, fragile, or not last very long.
Who claims this is the foundation, though?
The person who wrote this book about Imagineering.
Yeah, apparently, from what we learned about him, he's very credited with a lot of Imagineering, like...
His name is... I'm Facebook friends with him. His name is Lou Prosperi. We're going to try and get him on the show. So, Lou, if you happen to stumble across this, we would love to connect with you on Imagine That.
Don't stumble across it on this episode. This is probably not the right episode for you to stumble across on.
But honestly, Lou, honestly, the kind of guy that he is, I think that he would... From what the conversations I've had with him before, he would be so down to argue with you, Lou.
It'd just be like Lou versus Lou.
Lou versus Lou. That'd be precious.
Oh, okay.
So this is only based on him as far as
what he has studied through Imagineering and the access to like the archives and stuff. Oh, shit.
We're in trouble. Shit.
King of Smart. The King of Smart is in the house. Hello.
The boss is here. Hi, boss. I didn't do it. I'm the only one you're happy with right now, right? Tell me yes so I don't cry.
He's mad.
Yo no comprende.
We can't hear you.
Or he's a new cup.
Already? Well, no, hold on. So, story. A lot of these... You want to know why story's not working? I'll give you a prime example that story's not working. How's that Star Wars hotel doing?
You mean the one that they closed?
Yeah.
I actually know why that got closed. It has nothing to do with the story. It was a pretty great attraction. I would have booked a actual vacation to go see it if it wasn't priced wrong.
But I mean, outside of the influencers that are overselling it, to the average guest, a lot of that story was misplaced. Understanding what is actually going on there. For the average guest, I get it. There are influencers out there that will oversell it, and because they're trying...
You want me to be completely honest? People can't afford shit right now.
That's true.
It opened at the wrong time. I mean...
But honestly, like, regardless of the timing, it was just too expensive for what they were providing. Yes, it was an incredibly interactive experience. But the average Disney goer cannot afford that. And so guess what? If the average Disney goer can't afford it, the park cannot continue to sustain it.
So wouldn't that be attention to detail, not paying attention to where you're pricing your attractions for customers?
That's creative intent. Who are you trying to reach? Are you trying to reach just a select few people? What is your intention in creating this experience? Is it for as many people as possible to be able to experience, or is it for just a select few people to be able to experience?
So, okay.
Because your audience goes into your creative intent.
That part, here's the thing. So I take away from it, attention to detail, because I get what you're trying to say. You're trying to include everything into attention to detail. I think that attention to detail is like you have the finished product, right? And you look over and you go over those pillars like, hey, are all of these checkpoints met? All these milestones met? All the details, the storyline, the cast members, the settings, the aesthetics, all the details for this experience is ready to go. Then releasing it to the public and price and stuff like that is not, that's not lack of attention to detail. You could have a very perfect thing and fumble the ball because you mispriced it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi. We love you. Man?
I had to come on and defend Bob Gurr.
Are I've you? Been gone.
I've been gone for a fucking month, and this is what you do.
I have control over this. We're not going back to Bob Gurr right now.
Defending Bob Gurr and not Walt.
Exactly. What the is wrong with him right now?
That's right.
Hi, Amber. But it is so good to see your face. We miss you.
Well, thanks. It's good to be seen. I'm sitting here and I'm like, fuck, do I need to go? I told Louis, I want to come on. He says, fucking do it. And he supposed to show a picture of Stone Cold.
Why did you tell Louis and not me?
Because I was fired up. I'm like, let's just go. Good to see you guys. I've missed you all.
Oh, so you talked to Louis.
You're talking the most shit about Bob Gurr.
I'm sad.
Again.
So I have a question then. What are some things in your guys' eyes, Sean, for joining? We just talked about this first foundation of...
How you doing, brother?
Wait. Who removed me? Was it Sean or was it
That wasn't Louis? Me.
It was me.
David!
It was not me. I barely know how to do stuff on here.
Was it Louis or Sean? I really need to know. My
heart depends on this. Louis!
Well, I mean, what? I didn't do it? My hands
right, I didn't mean to fuck up the show. Let's go. Let's go. I'm sorry. I just...
No, you're good.
Meatballs? I said, let's go. Meatballs and margaritas.
It's been a battle this whole evening so far. So, this foundation, David, you agreed with it. They're not doing it today. What are some projects that you think they are lacking in with that? Did Sam freeze? Damn, she got so angry that the CD blew in the system.
Her Wi-Fi took a timeout.
Who's Arizona Big Man?
My friend.
It's the internet man.
All right.
I can't stand you.
So, what are some things that you think that are lacking? The story, creative intent, attention to detail, theming, and long, medium, and close shots?
Everything created post-COVID.
Everything?
Damn.
That's
an insane take.
That might be the first time me and Sam mildly agree. I agree.
What?
I think everything post-COVID. Everything meaning that involves Imagineering. So you can't do Disney Plus, stuff like that. That's a different beast. Everything in the realm of Imagineering, I think everything post-COVID on the parks that Disney has 100% control in. It's easy to really create.
What's been done post-COVID?
Huh?
What's even been done post-COVID?
Nothing. That's
exactly. So how can you say that everything done post-COVID?
I mean, let's talk about what
Galaxy's Edge, about. Cosmic Rewind.
Galaxy's Edge was announced in 2019.
Yeah,
that was announced, but it was announced.
Took 5 years to do Tron, which was before COVID.
They were announced.
Argument holds no water.
They were not opened. They were announced. Okay, the idea.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
D23
was introduced to us. The store was introduced to us, but we didn't have the actual attractions, the rides, and plans.
Hey, those things all came after. Absolute trash. What did they give us?
Honestly, you know what they gave us? They gave us a great D23 in 2020. Was it 2020 or it was 2019. So many promises that they didn't follow through, though. You know what I would have loved to see? The things that they promised us in 2019 come to fruition instead of them promising more us different things and more things. Okay.
How long have they been doing D23?
Like 20 years.
Yeah.
20?
Something like that, yeah. That's every other year, so it's not like they do it every year, so...
This is weird. No, wait. This is weird. We're all in the wrong spots right now. There we go. That's better.
This isn't my show. I don't need to be right here.
Why am I underneath Sam? Wait.
Well, no, Sean, you need to be next. Okay, then I need to come down because, Sean, we have to be next to each other.
Right.
You know the rule.
But
okay, sorry.
Why am I on top of Sam?
That's the name of the episode. Fuck you. I'm going to write that down right now. Let me write that down somewhere. All right.
I mean, at this point, never mind.
Good to be back.
So, I mean, I think I don't disagree. Everything post-COVID has been, especially when you see, I mean, I get it. That, I mean, even what they are giving us, and this is imaginary still, look at the new Downtown Disney. I know it's not fully open. I get it. I know everyone's going to get mad. But that little, like, retro park area, I mean, stop. Stop it right now. If that's your Imagineering at its finest right now, stop it. And you can't say that that was
planned. Didn't anyone say that's Imagineering at its finest? It's just a change. Are you more happy with the concrete slab that was there before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
because that was done by your glorified, awesome Imagineers back
then. If you're going to invest money into something, mm-hmm. Make sure that it is reaching its intended audience and its intended purpose. If you're just going to wait,
yet it's not even done.
Okay, but here's the thing: like they're wasting money. Like is that. Okay, thank you. That's hey, Lewis. Back to the Imagineering Pyramid. That's creative intent. Is it reaching its audience? Is it reaching its intended purpose?
I'm sorry. Is this Imagine That or is this Mad Tea Party? I'm not sure.
Imagine like you guys are grading a paper that's not even completed yet. There's a lot of stuff that is in process.
Guess comment. What? Don't turn in an incomplete project.
They didn't turn anything in.
I mean, they still
have to maintain it and be open, but and you have the opportunity to look over their shoulder while they're creating this project, but you're grading it when it's not even
finished. Do like they do everywhere.
Grade the finished project.
Put up barriers and then don't take them down until everything's ready.
What's my name on this show?
Bitchfest. from who though? I mean,
what up, Facebook user? Facebook user, like, let's go ahead, use your real name.
No, okay, so
Nintendo's with us.
Use so going your real back name, to David,
give streamer permission, username, and your picture.
You agreed to it. So, what are some things that you think are not meeting this first foundation?
Who me?
No, David.
No, I'll so say
the first foundation is it begins with a story, creative intent, attention to detail, theming, and long, medium, and close shots. Who's Facebook user?
You're a Facebook user.
I think someone doesn't realize that they are a Facebook user because when you comment on Facebook, your image still pops up in the comments.
So if you are coming to us from Walt's apartment behind the lamp or another one of our Facebook groups like the Marvel group or any the Disney Insider group, go ahead and give StreamYard permission. If you are coming, the OG, what up, George? Like George just popped. What up, George?
The only thing I think that Disney's probably hitting on right now is the theming. The theming is probably their only one. Long, medium, close shots. Galaxy's Edge is a fail of that one. As soon as you get close, it's like, don't come close to us. Everything's blocked off. What can you? Like, everything's behind
gate. We talked about that. Actually, that's what we are going to be reimagining in Armchair Imagineering for this next episode of Imagine That. Actually, is how to make Galaxy's Edge better fit into this first pyramid. Because honestly, you could walk out of Toy Story Land and you're in Galaxy's Edge. Like, what
the thing? The only thing Galaxy's Edge is missing is the little Bantas walking around. I think Galaxy's Edge, they did a great job with that.
You think that you know you're walking into Galaxy's Edge if you've never been there before.
In Disneyland, you do. Disneyland,
yeah, you're an idiot if you don't. You're an idiot if you don't realize it.
Yeah,
but I'm maybe different at Walt Disney World.
Like
Walt Disney World, it's like you're at Hollywood Studios, you're literally going from Toy Story Land and all of a sudden you're in Galaxy's Edge. Like,
oh, no, you go under tunnels and you're like, it's completely different. And the music changes halfway through the tunnel and you're like, oh, shit.
No, Galaxy's Edge holds the long and medium shots. I will give them that. Probably the second best land by a very close toe race behind Toontown.
I think the theming
is great with that. I will give you that.
The close shots. Toontown, but
the close shots in Galaxy's Edge, everything, it's like being at a museum where it's like, as a kid, we're at Disneyland, nothing is approachable. Nothing is. All the ships are on high rises. Everything's behind these like Star Wars themed gates. Like, it's for kids. Ethan is a huge Star Wars fan. The only thing he gets excited for is the stores, because he can go in them and touch stuff. Everything else is very much off limits. Like, everything's behind. And then even the photo characters, are there for a hot second and they're gone. So for me,
that's anywhere, though. That's anywhere.
Oh, come on. Toontown, you could go and meet Mickey all day.
Because he has his own house. Of course you can go meet Mickey Mouse.
So attention to detail. They should have put spots where these characters can do. I mean, they even have it in DCA, that little gazebo where the pizza place is. That place always has rotating characters. And attention to detail, they could have built a long-term meet and greet. I mean, hell, even Darth Vader in Forgotten Land.
But this was all pre-COVID. You're talking about post-COVID.
That's what I was about to say. Do you think COVID had any effect on how Galaxy Edge was actually finished and set up in interaction and everything else and stuff? I mean, there has to have some bearing on
that. Galaxy's Edge opened after COVID, right?
Yes.
Walt Disney World was before. I don't know about Disneyland.
Disneyland opened up briefly before COVID.
But just for a small amount of time.
Like a couple weeks only, wasn't it?
COVID had no effect on Galaxy's Edge.
But, I mean, to be fair, COVID has had an effect on every interaction that we have in the parks. Like, so some
COVID didn't short the interactions with the cast members.
Arizona Big Man makes a good point. Hey, Roman, entire galaxies yet.
Down and be quiet.
Be nice to our listeners.
I don't have to be nice to him.
I don't even know who that is.
He's my friend.
Okay, well, be nice to him. You're like, fuck, why is he back? Huh, that's what you're saying right now, isn't it? Yeah, Arizona Big Man, I got you. I don't even know who you are, but I got you.
So you're saying up close detail is your problem with Galaxy Edge?
I've never stood in front of a fucking spaceship that's 10 times the size of me.
Falcon. Guess what? What's inside of the Millennium Falcon is absolute fucking trash.
What are you talking about?
Wait, what?
I mean,
I appreciate
your awesomeness.
The Millennium Falcon, yes, is like the only thing, but that's because it's the
only thing.
No, hold on.
I'm not even a fan of Galaxy's Edge, and I'm here to defend it.
Look at the Droid Depot. You're in the Droid Depot, right?
The Droid Depot is awesome.
Yeah, but you go outside, and there's some cool droids making noises. A perfect photo op for kids. You know what it is? It's behind a 4-foot fucking gate.
Ours are ropes.
You're all talking about things have changed since COVID. This was all done before that.
No, I'm not saying since COVID. Well, we said that.
Well, what did you really say, Sam?
So we said that was an influence, but
was it though?
But I'm also saying that modern day Disney is not following this foundation of the pyramid.
Can Sean please go back on hiatus right now?
What is the story of Galaxy's Edge?
It's spot two. It's any other freaking outer-lying town.
But does the average park goer understand it? Are they
Toontown is Mickey's home. Tomorrowland is the land of yesterday or tomorrow. Fantasyland is all of these.
Does the average park goer yes, they understand that.
No, they don't. You walk in Galaxy's Edge and
you don't know where you are. You need to be kicked out of the park. I'm sorry. If you walk in any section of that park and you don't know what section you're in,
that's what's called, right?
You need to be kicked out of the park. I'm sorry.
Am I wrong? It is Arabesque, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way you can spend more than 2 minutes.
You can't even, if you are not, like,
figure out where you are.
Okay, how are you going to find the bathrooms if you don't speak Arabesque?
Come on.
Oh, wow. That's being that. So either it's too good of detail or it needs to be more. or you make up your mind.
Hold on. Disneyland has.
It's too immersive. I don't know what they're talking about.
Hey, at Disneyland, they went.
They're not telling a concise story. They're giving us the land, but there's no story to follow while you go through.
The story of Galaxy's Edge, it's an outer lying area.
Disneyland had to scale back there at the language there because they were having problems because people didn't know. all the restaurants had all the writing.
I had to pee and I couldn't find a bathroom, okay, to be completely.
That's on you.
But at the same time, what Sam's mentioning, though, going from Toy Story Land to Galaxy's Edge, that's an attention to detail. We have a beautiful transition from Frontierland into Galaxy's Edge. I'm not even going to lie. It's a beautiful transition. But Toy Story Land into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, it's a weird, awkward transition.
Weird. That's like Rachel Zegler weird.
Just another reason that Disneyland's better than Walt Disney World.
Okay. No, hold up. I'm not going to let you slide. What do you mean weird and awkward? Like, just give me a specific.
Imagine
walking from alien swirling saucers, and then the next thing you know, you're in Galaxy's Edge.
To give you a good example of the transition, how smooth it is. So DCA has a very hard transition from Avengers Campus into Cars Land. It is obviously very hard. But they seamlessly do it by the fencing being the same and slowly transitioning, where you don't see the transition, but you do realize you are transitioning. Toontown.
Hang on a second, Louis. It says right here, it was a popular planet for travelers to use as a layover before the days of hyperspace lanes. But once those were discovered, Batuu was left out of the loop and thus abandoned. Batuu is known for its tall ancient trees called spires, most notably the black spires that stand at the heart of the black spire. That's the story they're telling in Batuu.
Yeah, but you don't get that in the land.
You just had to look that up. Did you know that that was the story?
I knew it was an outlying land. I didn't know the exact wording. I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. Okay, so it's an outlying land. Did you know it was a place for layovers? Did you understand what the black spire outpost was? Like, did you understand all of that? Mm-hmm. Did they tell you that story?
I totally did.
I didn't.
Well, that's... Who's a real Disney fan?
That's not the point. The point is that they should be selling, the story should be understood for everybody who is consuming the land.
So, In Cartopia?
What?
In Cars Land, I think they do tell the story.
Oh, they do?
I think Cars Land is probably the best land in any park I've ever been in. I will say that. I think it has the best theming of any land
I've
only been to.
You want to know what I think the best attraction? You want to think the story that tells the best attraction is, in my opinion?
What? Wow, what happened?
Your ears.
I just saw a comment that just pissed me off. So, surrender your ears, Mrs.
No? Well, hold on. Before you share your comment, let's hear from our last sponsor.
How long is that break? I got to get a drink.
Yeah, all right. Let's hear from our last sponsor.
I'm about to take another one because
bring it back down.
Y'all have me like.
We could talk about where there's more problems in the park.
Where in the park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment Podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
Oh, man. So that got a little tense there for a minute. But
it's okay to be wrong, though, too, so that's okay.
What's up?
Okay for you guys to be wrong. That's fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that Cars is not the best.
Hey, it really is, dude. What's better, David?
I was going to say Big Thunder Mountain has excellent storytelling.
I'm more talking lands. Big Thunder Mountain has a great story, absolutely. We're talking a complete land. What has the best storytelling of a land? There isn't one better than Cars Land.
Toontown. And here's why. It's an original story. Cars, they just ripped it from the movie and rebuilt it. Toontown is Mickey's home. We have not seen that anywhere. It's an original story.
We have on Hot Dog, Hot Diggity Dog, or whatever it is.
Hot Dog.
Besides the Alabama new Mickey, Toontown is pretty solid.
We're getting more listeners in Alabama. Don't do that.
Wait, stop. We do not want to offend our Alabama listeners again. We appreciate you. We have a few.
Father, let's go to Florida.
No, we are not about to mess with Florida.
I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. But so with that,
Florida Den, if you're still here, we love you.
Oh, absolutely.
We got a new cup.
So with that, now this has become the fun part.
How different is Toontown Disney World to DL? Well, there isn't one.
There isn't one at Walt Disney World.
No, it's only Tokyo and Disneyland.
That's way different.
That's worse. So before we wrap it up, we go into our unbirthday request. And
Arizona Big Man, have you been at Toontown since it's reopened?
It's literally the same thing with a theater in it now.
Okay, I didn't know.
Still cool. Not better than Cars Land, though. I'm sorry.
Cars Land is not that great.
What's better, David?
A lot of things are better.
What?
The Imagineering of Cars Land is like, and I've never even been there, and I can say it is like untouchable compared to most, except for Disney Sea. I will say Tokyo.
I'm not going to lie, Toy Story Land looks pretty cool. I haven't seen it in person, but it looks pretty cool.
Wizard Land is great, but I would still probably go Cars Land. The only thing that I would say is better is pretty much everything at Disney Sea in Tokyo.
Okay, so I'm probably the only one in the room right here. I've seen videos of Disney Sea, and I would love to visit it just because it's a Disney park, but there's nothing there that says, like, hey, I want to go there.
I think it looks pretty cool. I would have to rush to go there.
Can we all go together? Can we take a trip together?
The VIP tour?
Can we take that 90-day tour. You take a plane to almost every Disney park, and then you drop off in like Russia for a couple weeks.
I'm a kindergarten.
Hey, that dream might happen. My crypto is blowing up right now.
Well, listen, if your crypto can pay for all of us to go, because I don't know.
What it's doing some weird shit. So I'm maybe
cash out.
No, man.
No, he's not cashing out. He's not stupid. He knows.
In my hiatus, I watched this movie. I'll tell you.
Chad Vest It Up. Exactly.
But it was about stock.
We're going to be the celebs. We are going to be the celebs walking through Disney Sea. They're going to be like, who are like the plaids right now? That's Walt's Apartment Podcast. Yeah.
Literally, when I went on the VIP tour, there was people walking. Who's that? Oh, they're nobodies. I actually heard someone say that because
they're nobodies.
We're nobodies. We were just a family that.
I can't wait to do a VIP. I'm like, move.
It's so good. It's
a good one. I feel like, excuse me, do you not recognize the podcast princess?
Oh, geez. There it is.
Shut up, Lewis.
All of a sudden, they're like, oh, you heard that one.
What about this itch that I have?
Oh, your eye. Sorry.
Before we wrap up the show. This is where you, the viewers, get to ask your unbirthday questions. Any question you want, as long as it's something Disney related. We don't do a whole lot of the personal questions on this segment, but hit us with your most twisted, morbid, whatever blood pressure raising question you want to ask us. And it's like throwing a piece of meat into a pit of dogs. We'll fight for it.
Specifically Lewis and I, because we're Leos and we'd be feisty. Well,
lions aren't dogs. They're cats.
But we fight for the blood.
I don't know. I feel like I'm very much of the lion off of like Wizard of Oz.
I am not. I'm the lion that has all the courage. I don't, like, literally a grown man would be standing in front of me wanting to fight. And be what like,
is
all right,
this? I'm new to this show.
That explains a lot. What's happening my kids are Leos, and I finally understand why you guys mildly annoy me. So it makes sense.
I annoy you?
Mildly, like,
soft. But it's like with a touch of adoration, right?
Yeah, sure.
You're like, I love the way that Sam takes charge.
Yes.
But, and I love the way that she is a leader and is confident, but she also annoys me.
I love how she's just like full of shit and full of herself. It's a perfect blend.
It's kind of where I was going with it. I mean, that's the way I heard it was pitched. It's just a little bit longer.
You know,
anybody got any questions before we wrap it up?
Same brain. Same brain. That's it.
The show's over.
You're like the prison version of Martha Stewart.
No one has a question? Oh. No one cares about us?
No. That's a compliment. Nobody
else on the show cares about me.
You're prison Martha Stewart.
I have a question for y'all. How y'all been?
I mean, I was good until Sam started talking.
I was great until I got called to prison Martha Stewart.
That's a compliment. You probably made some more bitch in prison.
I would make lots of people my bitch, and I'd be great at it.
Prison Martha Stewart. That's you.
Well, if you have so many questions, ask the damn question, big man. What you got? What question do you have?
He's not a big man. What do you got? Let's go, AZ.
Ask
ABM.
AZ is going to Disneyland soon. I try to get him somewhere in the park packs. I hope they get there, or a pack of where in the park. So I hope they get there before he goes on his trip.
Isn't where in the park, aren't they in Florida?
They were in Chicago today on a layover to Long Beach. So they're headed home. Amanda told me Tuesday on the 9th. Okay. So Amanda said she was shipping out the package tomorrow on Tuesday, Arizona Big Man. So wish you could have been at Disneyland. Oh my gosh, Kim, I cannot wait to talk about Adventureland Day on Extra Magic Hour with Joey and Courtney. I am so Society of Explorers and Adventurers obsessed. Adventureland Day makes me so happy. I wish I could have been there. But for real, so much.
You know what day I wish they'd bring back? That 24-hour day.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I would try to do that.
The leap day one?
Yeah, I went to the first day. They just missed it. But I went to the first one. Oh, it was absolute bananas. And it got even greater around like 2 a.m. when you're walking through Tomorrowland and all of a sudden you
people
hear
are
Sublime.
Asleep everywhere?
No, you hear Sublime Santeria playing in Tomorrowland. I was like,
I got a question if no one has one.
Oh, here we go. I'm ready.
You guys have the ability to bring back somebody who passed, who is connected to Disney in their prime. Who would you bring back?
Walt.
Yeah.
I'd bring back Walt.
I think Walt would be useful.
And I would, because his creativity is like unmatched. Or
you think he'd be useful in 2024?
I want to see, because like this is his original. Well, I'm not going to say his creativity.
That's a really good question, actually.
Walt's a boomer, like senior.
No, but here's the thing is like Walt was like, he said Disneyland would be ever changing, right?
But you said you're bringing it back in their prime. So you're bringing them back at their best time, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but so, their best time is like maybe not hit with the times is what David is saying. Okay, but wouldn't you love to be able to like actually ask the question that everybody says when they're like, Walt would be rolling over in his grave right now? Wouldn't you be able, like, wouldn't you love to be able to say, Walt, what do you think about this?
Absolutely.
Do you not think that Walt would get himself canceled and you would be like, I can't. Like, do y'all really think? I mean, I'm thinking about the mindset of back in the
20s
and 30s. I believe you're setting yourself up for a great disappointment.
I'm going to let you take that one.
Well, wait, we need to finish answering David's question because I understand what David is saying. But, I mean, is there anyone else that you could bring back that? No, there's really no one else you could bring back to.
Marty.
Yeah, Marty was an extension of Walt. So, I mean, it's you know.
If you want to go back to the original source of where all of this creativity was inspired from, you go back to Walt. Are there other people who led the way and were like, lit up the path that Walt had started. Yes. Marty, honest, like, if I were to be completely honest and I had to pick Walt or Marty to meet, Sean, don't hate me for this, I'd probably pick Marty.
I kind of understand that. I don't hate you for it. I get it, because he has Walt's mind and his mind. So, and he spoke for Walt a lot. So I completely understand that. I think if anyone understood Walt more than anyone else, it would be Marty, because I'm not even upset by your answer. Cause if I was to say, I mean, who would do the most for the company? Marty. Because Marty had more of a mindset after Walt. Marty had to adapt what Walt did into his own mind and carry it on. And then also came up with his own ideas. So it's just, is Marty the most influential person in Disney? No, but is he top three? Possibly.
I am curious though. So you,
I agree with you, Sam.
Good question. But so you mentioned the whole theory of Walt rolling in his graves.
I hate that so much.
I do too. I do. But at the same time,
that's why I was like, I would love to be able to hear worst from thing Walt. Ever.
Even like Bob Iger says, well, Walt once believed. Bob Iger, you don't know what the fuck ever Walt Disney believed, because you.
Okay. What I'm asking though,
I agree with that statement so much.
But I obviously would never get this. But what if he came back, and obviously he'd need a week to really take it all in, and was like, what the fuck did you guys do?
100%.
I think the reason we have so few viewers right now is because we're being so raw and we're using so many profanities. And like, I
just pictured Walt like Big Red off of Bring It On. So, watch notes here. I hand it to you, and you ruin it. Like, I just pictured Walt as like Big Red. Yeah.
The boot.
Yeah. Somebody dropped the chew stick.
That's a great stick. Question, David. But I mean, the whole Walt will roll over his grave. Nobody knows how Walt would think. No one can even make that comment and guess that.
I mean, we could find out.
Yes, Bob Gurr, right? Because he knows everything, right?
No.
I mean, Jose.
I'll say this. I think the one thing we would know for sure is that if Walt came back today, we would get that old time era version of him who has to adjust in today. And
I don't know if he could.
We've seen the evolution of human beings and stuff. There's a problem with today compared to.
I don't know if he could. I don't know if he could adjust.
I don't think he could. Yeah, 100%.
I agree.
Don't.
He would be like, these people.
My great great grandfather wouldn't adjust to today. I mean, it's just a generational thing, and that's why I asked that question.
That's an amazing question.
Freaking mind if he came back today.
But we could figure out if he's lost his mind. I mean, we could.
But here's the thing:
dig him up, and if he's ass up, you know he's pissed.
Because he rolled over his grave.
Yeah, I just rolled. I'm just kidding.
I think it would be
that
the worst.
So disrespectful.
My opinion, I think it'd be the worst thing to do. It's like you never want to meet your heroes. You don't want to bring back who you idolize.
I kind of agree with that, David.
Marty Sklar.
But Marty Sklar was the best of both worlds, though. He was the best.
That's
of
what
both.
I'm saying. Bring back Marty.
Yeah.
Marty had Roy's business sense.
Can you imagine talking to Lillian and just talking to her like about how Walt's thought process?
She probably absolutely freaking hated being married to him.
Probably. I will say this right now, and probably will get some shit for this. I bet 100% that Walt Disney was an asshole to a lot of people. I mean, you can see it in any movie, and look at it in the Mary Poppins movie. Everyone was afraid of that guy. But he got shit done. He got
I
shit.
I told you. Okay, literally. So Marty Sklar sent a friend of mine from California to Florida to build One Man's Dream. I am friends with the Imagineer who was the creative director for One Man's Dream. And Roy E. Disney told him Walt had sawed off the bottoms of the couches in his office
yep.
to tower over people to be more intimidating so that they would be afraid of the message that him. He was sharing.
And it's the same thing because he wasn't other a people.
Necessarily very tall man. Like
I'm gonna throw more people out there too.
Huh?
I'll bet Garth Brooks is an asshole too. Everyone thinks Garth Brooks is the greatest thing ever walked there. But he's an asshole too. I'll bet Taylor Swift is so hard to deal with.
No, I actually have recently.
But when you're a perfectionist like that, that's just what you expect.
Here's the thing. I'm not a huge Swiftie. I'm not a Swiftie. But I have recently heard stories about the way that Taylor Swift has interacted with people that she honestly could have absolutely fucking ignored.
The same way Walt Disney did, but still, Walt Disney was an asshole to people.
And but here's the thing. I have been told by people who knew Walt personally, he kept his head down in the parks. He did not want to make eye contact because he was too busy to stop and have a conversation with you. I probably have audio somewhere of people saying, Walt did not make time for people in the parks. He was too busy for them.
He kept
his head down and he kept going.
Looks like why the fuck did Sean come back tonight?
a lot of people probably were like, that's shitty of him. Like they were excited. They wanted to see Walt. Actually, it was Claude Coates' son who told me that they would be in the parks and they would be like, oh, it's Walt. And Walt would keep his head down and keep going.
He has every right to. He's fucking Walt Disney. I'm sorry.
Yes, but I'm saying like, yeah.
Hold on. I don't think he has every right to because he's Walt Disney to us today. But at that time, he's Bob Iger. And if Bob Iger was to walk to the parks today with his head down, people would bash the shit out of him for doing that.
Yep.
So yes, today the legacy like he's left behind.
That's why Josh Giamaro. That's what David's saying.
Walt Disney couldn't survive in today's
world. No, he couldn't. I get that. But you were saying that he could do that because he's Walt fucking Disney.
I agree, and I'll stick by that.
If Iger was to do that to the
that's why today, Josh Giamaro is so personable and why people like Josh Giamaro so much because he does reach out.
He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people.
That's the only thing that man's got going for him.
That's a big thing to have at this point, though. And this time of day, it's a huge thing to have.
People, you're good.
Walt Disney's I respect Walt for a lot of things, but I mean, he's just like, fuck you. I'm Walt Disney. I can do what I want. And I'm like, okay, I understand that.
No,
that may be going against.
I don't like him.
Sean, would you bring him back or?
If someone in Disney, you're saying bring back someone in Disney?
I know you said Walt off the back, easy, but.
I kind of agree with Sam though, because Marty spoke for Walt Disney and was his speechwriter and was like his mouthpiece and would put thoughts. Marty came up with the blue book and the blue book, right? Which is the way of imagining. Marty didn't do more than Walt Disney did to start Disneyland. No, but Marty carried on Walt Disney's legacy in his way, but with his own way as well. I would love to talk. I'm not going to lie.
Hell, at this point, give me Herb Ryman and my talk highlight, to me about what that first weekend was like.
My highlight of D23 when I went 2 years ago was sitting and watching his daughter and wife talk about Marty Sklar. It was the best thing I've ever seen. It was just so real and raw. And
let me tell you, Marty had the very similar personality traits to Walt Disney. Like, so the friend that I have that is a creative director for One Man's Dream, he literally told me, Marty told me he was going to choke him out. And he's like, I'm not going to choke you out in the parking lot. I'm going to choke you out through emotion. I feel like
Marty Sklar was an asshole too.
He's like, I'm going to hit you where it hurts.
In the best way though, just same way Walt Disney was. He had that respect of everyone. Marty Sklar had the map that Herb Ryman drew over the weekend in his garage. They found it in his garage after he passed away.
I don't know Marty, the story, but not a single thing you guys talked about in referencing Marty indicates at all he's an asshole. You guys came up with some pretty detailed reasons why Walt is an asshole, and I believe that. But
I think Marty took on a lot of what Walt
did. Honestly, I said I would pick Marty over Walt. Marty Sklar was a fucking badass.
Well, my head goes to Walt right away. My head goes to Walt right away still because he's Walt Disney, David, to answer your question.
No, I mean, there are definitely like honestly, there are moments where like people were like, oh, like Marty Sklar is calling me to his office and like I'm intimidated. He took over in the creative aspect of Imagineering and building the parks when Walt was gone. He had to fill that role. So you kind of have to have a very thick, a very strong backbone to be in that role. And that means you have to tell people no, and you have to tell people what's up, and you have to, like I said, stand 10 no, toes.
I get that. I mean, we all have moments. We all have to have
Pat, though, on Walt. He stood pat on everything that Walt Disney would do, because they talked about it in that thing I went to, the speech or the letter he wrote to Walt Disney. Couple days after he died, he sat there in Florida and wrote a letter to Walt Disney saying that I will make sure that everything you want will happen here. And that's powerful. That's powerful shit. And that's really very cool.
The reason one man's dream has ever existed.
One man's dream is just an attraction, like, right? That's all it is.
It is. But the fact that like Walt's story was told after Walt was gone was because Marty made sure it happened.
Right.
Marty sounds like a good guy.
Actually, Marty's a good guy. Walt was a good guy.
Actually, I'm interested in picking up one of his books and checking
Marty
him out.
Marty has tons of books.
I have a book.
He sounds like a person who did what he needed to do.
Which book are you reading?
Walt sounds like he's an asshole by personality. Like his personality.
See, I'm going to cut you guys. A quick question. You said things pre-COVID, right, were better, right?
We're talking about Walt.
Hold on. I'm going to get to this. I'm going to bring this full circle. Marty Sklar
died. Walt did not die from
COVID. Wait, what?
Walt had COVID. He was the first one to have COVID.
Marty died in 2017.
Okay.
Right? Which means projects that were coming out right at the beginning of the pandemic were probably overlooked by him. So is it safe to say?
Yeah, they were probably
ideas. It's safe to say that when he died,
he was working up until his death?
I'm not sure how long he worked. I don't think so.
He was was contracting.
Yeah, he was in the park in 2014.
He was still coming on as. Yeah. I can see his face right now.
I think it's safe to say that
he was in the Imagineering story. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yep.
Which we watched during 2020.
2019.
But did it come out in 19? No, It came out during COVID, didn't it?
He retired in 2009. So, yeah.
Okay.
He was retired, but look at Bob Gurr. Bob Gurr's retired from life itself, but he's still doing it.
Bob Gurr has done it all. If it moves,
look at Jim Rohde. Look at Tony Baxter. Tony Baxter has literally said himself, if they were to invite me to reimagine Journey into Imagination with Figment, I would come back and do it the right way with the Dreamfinder and the Rainbow Corridor.
Just to answer your question,
you'll be fine.
Imaginarian story in 2019.
Was it 2019? Like, listen,
yeah, it came out November.
It was all a blur at that point.
So
he retired on July 17th. You guys know what July 17th is?
Nope.
Disneyland's birthday. Come on now.
Yes, Disneyland's birthday, July 17th.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Not knowing that. I'm the Marvel guy who's trying to catch up with.
Left the decast on July 17th, 2020.
You guys should know that. You should have it on. You should have a tattoo of that.
I don't know what day I started this show. Lewis and I were actually having the conversation about Walt's apartment podcast. And I was like, "Hey, I've been friends with your wife on Facebook for a year now," and he's like, "Wait, then how long ago did I start the show?" And he's like, "Oh, that was like 2 years ago." I was like, "I've been here for like 4 years at this point. Like, they're almost 4 years.
4 years, 3 years, about three.
My son shares
a little over three.
That's crazy.
You started in January of 2021.
But December was when we made the introduction.
Right.
But I met you in like.
Louie, you've been on for I think 2 years. Is it 2 years?
Almost 2 years.
In May, it'll be 2 years.
Yeah. David's been here since the fucking beginning. I love you.
Damn, that's crazy. I feel old as shit.
Yeah, me too, man.
David, you've been putting up with me for
500 episodes later.
David, you've been putting up with me for almost 4 years.
Wow. You've been putting up with me for almost five.
Hey, David, I feel sorry for you, man. You chose.
Sean's easy to put up with himself. I just picture myself. Hey, I'll tell you how I deal with Sean. I just picture myself holding Sean's bald head and stroking his furry bunny beard. That's it.
I do not even want to know how you tolerate me then.
Let me write that down. Okay.
You may tell you what I picture. What? Never mind.
No.
Marty's One Little Spark book was even good as the failures of the parks.
Yeah.
Marty Sklar's the shit. That's kind of what we're.
We love Marty.
We love Marty.
Hashtag we love Marty. Are we talking about Marty on this next episode of Imagine That?
It sounds like Marty is a modern day Walt that Sean said couldn't be done. That's crazy.
If there was anyone that could be, it would be him.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
I said if there was. I didn't say anyone could be.
Well, there was. I mean, he unfortunately died.
Yeah, well,
who is it going to be in this generation?
No one. There won't be ever be another Walt Disney.
I mean,
Disney's going right now.
Wait, Sean. Sean.
Never. Nope. You can't convince me. There's no one.
Is there anyone in the Disney family right now that is like?
No, they've all.
Abigail, she just likes to bitch about the money that everyone else gets, even though she makes plenty of money herself.
Okay.
Yeah, the Disney family has, for the most part, except for like financial parts, has cut ties with the company itself.
Yeah, Abigail makes like $60 million. Really? And still bitches about how much Bob Iger makes.
Yeah, you know,
that's why a lot of the Walt pictures that were
along. We're never going to be invited to anything ever. So, but it's okay.
I know there's some of the stores that had Walt's pictures. A lot of them were removed because certain photos Disney does not own the rights to anymore, or never had the rights.
His estate owns. His family owns those.
There's a small handful of photos that are owned by the Disney company, but a lot of them have been removed. Like in the apartment used to be flooded with a lot of Walt's family photos. Mm-hmm. And then after the dispute happened, many of them have been removed and only a small handful are still in there.
Yeah. I've been gone for a month. Have you guys touched on the fact that Taylor Swift's concert series is coming on March 14th?
Yeah. We talked about it a month ago.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, I've been gone for like a month, Louis.
The quarterly call. We talked about that. Actually, no, you were here.
That Beyonce had hers on Disney Plus first?
Great. Beyonce should never make a country song.
She's number one on the country chart, so I don't know. Y'all can be mad on
that. I'm telling you, that's terrible. Absolutely. You can be mad as all you want. Texas. I love country music.
He is killing it in the country music genre.
It's because TikTok is allowing people to make dances.
Y'all can be mad haters all you want, but she's killing it.
I like Beyonce. Beyonce country song? Yes, what's it's that? Trash. It's a line.
She did a country album, dude. She's Beyonce's a country singer now.
No, absolutely not. It's disgusting. I don't want it ever again.
Google it. Google that shit.
I thought she was done making music.
That's crazy.
Anyway,
in my opinion, she should have been done making music. Go back to R&B, babe.
I'm like, I didn't know she was doing that.
What the hell is that? I mean, go back to it. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. And apparently, she's killing it.
It ain't good.
That's not good.
That is you. Shit.
Did you listen to it? It sounds like I do.
All I know is.
Hey, I listen to country music, and it sounds like a damn 12-year-old.
Blockbuster movies aren't good if they're killing it in the box office.
Hey, guess what? Right. That's like saying the only reason it's popular is
so my Red Skull question.
Listen.
The Red Skull question?
Real quick.
Wait. So
the Soul Stone actually – hold on. Let me answer. So the Soul Stone actually took over. As part of his punishment, he's forever going to be the watcher of the Red Stone because he actually – he's a human being who opted to use that power, and he wasn't worthy to do so. So he's enslaved forever entitude to do that and stuff. And that's different than the comic books, that especially for the MCU of that. So now, with that said, there is other humans who've used the Red Skull who wasn't the Soul Stone who wasn't worthy, who probably should take his place and probably will be taking his place. Therefore, we may see the Red Skull in the future. It may be in Battle World or somewhere else and stuff. So,
like a different Red Skull.
Yeah, we may see Natasha. She may have taken over for the Red Skull as a watcher forever.
Mm. That'd be good.
You know who would actually make an incredible? Never mind. We'll get into that in Marvel Tribe.
The tribe.
All right, guys.
When did he use it? Arizona said, when did he use it?
Captain America.
Which Cap?
Oh, man. Do we have to stop, Lewis?
First Avenger.
I mean, unless y'all got something to keep going, let's go.
I do. I have to say that the only reason Beyonce is popular in country music right now is because she's Beyonce.
80.
Her music, her actual song absolutely sucks.
I mean, I don't disagree. I haven't heard the song, so I might not judge the song. But I do not disagree with that comment. But I also think that's the only reason why Taylor Swift is hated on is because she's Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yes, a lot
just
of
it. Just a minute, and that's it, and we can move on.
I mean, look at Disney. A lot of people pump Disney up because of Disney, and they're like, nah, I don't want – it's Disney. They don't do wrong. That's a
100% true.
That's why this show exists, to talk about what Disney does wrong.
I mean, everybody has their own pixie dusters, so.
Yeah, so. Lewis. Lewis is a pixie duster.
He totally really is.
For Universal? 100%. Absolutely. Jeez.
Lewis is a
– And she sold her soul to the devil for fame and money.
Yeah, I act like that's a bad thing.
The Illuminati is very real, and Beyonce is their cult leader.
I'm not gonna lie, if I could sing a country song.
If the Illuminati came up to anyone of you guys, like, hey, here's $1 billion and stuff, would you
I'm in.
I'm taking 100%.
This ain't tech.
I am praying to Jesus for that $1 billion instead.
I'll sing that song all day long. I don't care.
Sing it again, Sean.
$1 billion. I'll take it.
This ain't Texas.
This ain't home.
Bitch, it ain't, so don't sing it.
She's still there humming her stuff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Listen, I'd rather friggin' vomit.
I'm not going to lie to myself.
In the words of Kanye, Beyonce had one of the best music videos of all time.
Not a good look. Hate from outside.
Listen. Beyonce did not have one of the country music songs of all time. Best country music songs of all time. She just got that.
No one said that.
Well, Kanye will.
Well, the billboards are saying it, so
Kanye will cut off Taylor Swift and say, "Hey, Beyonce, one of the best country music of all time."
And I would say, Kanye, you
haters gonna hate,
haters gonna hate, and they're gonna play.
David, have you heard the song?
No, I don't like country music.
Take it off.
Listen,
I'm not going to hate on her.
You got to listen to it, David. Then
David,
you got to listen to it, and then
absolute trash.
But it's still Beyonce.
Like me hating on Johnny Cash because he decided to do pop or some shit. I don't care. Like, it's.
Remember when Johnny Cash did that one song? Here's the
thing. If Johnny Cash did pop and it was good, then we fuck with it.
No, Johnny Cash did a song that like was on the pop charts and it was actually not bad. But he shouldn't have done it because it sounded terrible. Because it's the same thing. Beyonce is one of the best entertainers of all time. Let's be real.
She's fantastic. I love her. I love her music.
That speaks facts.
Like, Beyonce's irreplaceable. Let's go with that. Well, I'll give her that. For her own music, she is irreplaceable.
You were just calling her trash.
The song is trash.
The country music.
No, Sam was calling her trash.
No. Beyonce is not trash. I like Beyonce. Beyonce's new song is absolute garbage. It makes me want to vomit in my boots.
God, I wish you can hit a replay.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to throw the red flag and hit a replay of you calling her.
No, go ahead. You can, because this is going to be on audio.
Run this audio back.
Listen to it.
Oh, shit. We're going
to
get.
I don't want to listen. They're going to turn it
off now. They're going to turn it off.
Because if we talk over it, it won't.
Yeah, just play the first couple.
Country music is not good as a whole.
Come on. Where'd it go?
I should take it back. I like that Tennessee Whiskey song.
That's a good song.
Wait. Tennessee Whiskey is pretty good.
Why'd you just play one version? That was it?
We got kicked.
He left. No,
did Lewis get booted?
Damn. No,
copyright.
Lou just left. This ain't Texas.
Lewis ain't country more than me.
This ain't home.
I love country music and Tennessee Whiskey.
I like that song.
You want to talk about the most boring concert I've ever been to? I'll be honest with you. Chris Stapleton. The worst. The worst fucking concert ever.
You know
ever.
Who puts on a great show? Kenny
Boy stood in one spot, didn't move the whole 2 hours.
Really?
So bad.
Was it like a small like theater or was it like a bigger? Arena?
We have this country like.
Can you play it for us again, Matt?
So, me hating country. So guess who was at not at my wedding? Sorry, my first wedding was in Tahoe, and it was on the same day that Tim McGraw and his wife Faith, they had a concert there and stuff. So I got to
reminds me of my ex in bed. Wait, what does the St. Texas Hold'em does? Or the fact that your hips are going to start swinging?
Wow, that's a lot to process right there.
That was.
I don't even know who this guy is.
He's
I'm actually curious now. I want to interview Arizona Big Man. Who are you?
Oh, no, you don't.
How big are you, Arizona Big Man?
I'm curious, man.
What? How big are you? Asking it live. How big are you?
Yeah, I'm asking. Sitting I want to know.
Sitting are you there. A big man? Hey, you put it in your name. So
yeah, if you're big, I want you to prove how big you are. How big are you?
You walk. You got big man common energy. Boy. So
how tall are you?
Play the song. Play
the Arizona play Big the Man. Song. How big are you?
Like him in it concert.
You three leg rocking?
No. Three leg rock.
They call me. Oh my god! Okay. I do not need to have this conversation.
Okay. Okay.
John, I slipped that in. John, y'all put, made it worse. Can you put up? Oh,
this isn't my show. I'm just a co-host. Okay.
John, but can you do it? Because
sorry, Lou. We just
not letting Louis do it.
Ruining your show, man.
No. This is the end of it.
I'm trying to play the song. Hang on.
You love her secretly, all her music and everything else.
I love her. I do not love this song. This song is actually
why do you garbage. Have her song in your phone?
I just looked it up on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
It's an ad on YouTube.
It's about to be Sam's ringtone. That gives no context. It's so hard to hear that listen. Shit.
Can you hear it?
All I hear is "Old Brother, Where Art Thou?" I heard banjos playing.
John, play it.
Trying to find
it. I hear banjos playing. That's all.
Louis, like, I just want to.
That's
talk
all
about
that
banjos.
You need. The best part is the banjos.
Oh my god! I have okay. Random. I know we're topic music, so I'm going to connect it.
Did oh my guys, god! I cannot stand you, wait. Arizona Big Man.
Did you guys know that Patrick Swayze had a number one hit song?
No. Yeah, it was from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, you knew that? I yeah, just absolutely. I heard that song. I know that
it
song.
Was,
did not know that was...
About the Wind. Know. It's a good song. Yeah, actually, I didn't realize, you can't tell it's
are
him singing.
Are we going to play the trash?
There's a video and everything. But yeah. You could have been an amazing singer. Just want to put that out. I was 2 days old when I learned that Patrick Swayze had a song. That was a big hit.
We might get booted here in a second.
No, we got to talk over it. But if we do get booted, we love y'all and we'll catch y'all later.
I love Jelly Roll.
I love Jelly Roll. Come on, David. Feel it.
Hey. Okay, I might like country music.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holdem.
Can you zoom in?
They are cards down, down, down.
Not good.
So park your Lexus.
Park your Lexus.
Throw your keys up.
We're going to talk about Lexus in a...
Stick around, round,
round,
round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't
come
be
on.
A bitch.
Come okay. On, Beyonce.
Now,
woo!
There's a tornado in my city.
I mean, I like this
it's
in the
basement. It's absolute trash.
No, it's not. This
that's
is
just
this is funny.
We survive and we survive.
You can dance with this on the club.
Passing time, yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, you can dance with this on the club.
Here we go.
One talking. Step to the right.
Not good.
We headed to the dive bar. We always
come nice.
Yeah, I think she might be a cyborg.
Oh.
Run me to the left.
Illuminati has already taken
this. This is number one.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold up. They are cars down, 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 down.
Hey, Sam, hey, yeah. Lower your head. You're in the way.
David's like a bump on the screen.
That was a good song.
Now, Kimberly said, now play the song from the Franklin cartoon.
See, now I understand why that's the number one country song.
So. No, I'm serious. King of Smarts, like listen to Kim. Go play the song from the Franklin intro from Franklin the Turtle.
How many songs
go play it and then tell me other... go tell
what
us
does that have to do with anything?
She's ripping it off of a children's show.
How many songs did they rip from other
off
songs?
The rails, Sean's back. Let's go. Liz, like, what the hell's happening here?
Franklin the Turtle intro.
Hang on, I gotta go back to YouTube.com because that has everything.
Franklin the Turtle is super popular now.
Franklin the Turtle is
dope. Did she really copy Franklin the Turtle song? I'm gonna feel really bad if she did.
everybody rips on everyone else. So what's the difference? So what?
What is original?
Yeah, nothing's original.
Song. Hang on here.
I mean, yeah, Universal copies Disney all the time.
I mean, Walt Disney stole all of his original movies.
Stop it.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, Disney is responsible for taking original movies and content, making it their own.
That's the same fucking thing.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, it's
wait. Over to my house.
Wait, who said, wait, did one of you guys say shut the fuck up? Or was that in the video?
Oh, me.
Oh, my God.
So, Beyonce plagiarized the music. Great.
Beyonce plagiarized the children's cartoon.
Come on, Beyonce. Come on.
That would have been the best voiceover, Lewis. I swear, I saw this. It was in sync with the door opening. And I heard, shut the fuck up. And they're answering the door. Oh, my God. That was.
Lewis, you talking about D23.
That made my night.
No, that was our backup conversation for New Cup. If we got a lot of New Cups and.
We still have three listeners.
Okay, well, new cup on Beyonce.
Yeah, but goodbye, Beyonce.
Stealing Beyonce.
Franklin's song. Franklin's just trying to be a turtle doing his life.
Beyonce
stealing it. What the fuck?
Poor Franklin. What?
Yeah, poor Franklin just Beyonce. Out doing the turtle things. Beyonce, I'm going to steal that shit. I'm Beyonce. I can.
That makes sense. She has a kid, so maybe she was listening to Franklin when she was watching
Sam Yonsei. No, here's the thing. I was watching Franklin when I was a kid.
Sam Yonsei.
Yeah, but you're like 12, so.
I am 34, sir.
Okay, Gen Z? What are you, Y-lineal? Gen Y?
I don't even know.
I think she noticed.
What? So, I hate you guys. No, this is absolutely unacceptable.
So do we need to end the show, Louie, or what do you want to
say? All right, guys. It was a good one. We are glad to be back with the Mad Tea Party.
Really?
Next time we go on a hiatus, we will let people know. But we appreciate you guys. As we're starting to fall out, we appreciate you guys coming and hanging out with us.
I got booted. Let's call it what it is, Louie. You booted me.
Yay! Yay! To all who come to this happy place,
I didn't boot anybody. Love. Don't blame me.
Holy booty!
Disneyland
me.
Is your land. Here, age relives fond memories of the past, and here you
fulfill
the challenge and promise of the future.
Remember, this ain't Texas.
Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy. An inspiration to all the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
This poor man's turning in his grave.
Wow, <yeah. laughs>